الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of being worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah's salah and salam be upon the Prophet, his noble and pure family, and the noble companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. قال الله تعالى في سورة الكهف, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Al-Kahf verse 45, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا إِنْ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا. And put for them the example of the life of this world, and it is like the water, the rain, which we have sent down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingles with it, and it becomes fresh and green, but later it becomes dry and broken pieces, which the wind scatters, and Allah is able to do everything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is giving another example after the earlier example which came in the previous ayat. Concerning the life of this world, he described it like the water, the rain, which we send down, and the vegetation of the earth now grows, and the earth becomes green and fresh, flowers, leaves, trees, as it is seen at the time of spring. Everyone sees how the earth is adorned by such beauty, subhanallah, as if it is everything mingled with each other from all types of things. Then afterwards, later, all of this vegetation, all of these varied kinds, becomes dry, hashiman, and broken pieces. تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحِ, dry, dead. The wind can scatter it, carry it and scatter it. So this is the example of this life. Now the life, you know, is adorned and beautified for man, and suddenly it subsides and dies down by his death or by leaving it. This is inevitable. Meaning either man dies or he loses this life. So this is a perfect example. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set this parable in many places in the Quran, in many chapters in the Quran. And the purpose is so that حَتَّى لَا نَغْتَرَّ بِالدُّنْيَا, so that we don't be deceived or don't get deceived regarding this lowly life, and that we don't cling to it. However, what is amazing is that we are clinging to it despite its grief and misery and distress and sorrows and worries. There is no happiness or cheerfulness except that there is grief and sorrow and woe with it. And there is no cheerfulness, and there is no grief or woe or worries or sorrows except that there is cheerfulness. However, this life, its cheerfulness and happiness is much less than its worries and griefs and sorrows. قال الله تعالى at the end of this verse, وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا, and Allah is able to do everything. Anything existing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bring it to non-existence. And anything that is non-existing, Allah is all able to bring it to exist. And between existence and non-existence, there is nothing except one word, be, and it is. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Yasin, verse 82, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. His command, if he wants anything, is to say to it, be, and it is. And he is saying muqtadira in this verse 18:45, the end of the verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at that there, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا. Muqtadira is mubalagha fil qudra, is a magnification of his ability. Then afterwards, in the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a comparison between that which will remain and that which will not remain. And that's why he said, Al-malu wal-banuna zinatu al-hayati al-dunya, wal-baqiyatu al-salihatu khayrun inda rabbika thawaban wa khayrun amala. In 1846, Al-malu wal-banun, wealth in all of its form, collateral or non-collateral, and humans including the offspring or cattle, all of this is considered from the wealth. Walbanun, the children, are zina, are adornment of this life, Hayat al-Dunya. However, nothing will benefit man except that which he will put forward for the next one. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned al-Banun, the male children, not the female ones. Why? Because it was the habit of the pagan Arabs that they, that their pride lies with having male children, and the female ones in the days of ignorance were despicable and humiliated, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states about them, وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. As in Surah An-Nahl 16:58. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. And when the news of the birth of a female child is brought to any one of them, his face becomes dark and he is filled with inward grief. يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ. He hides himself from the people. مِنْ سُوءِ مَا بُشِّرَ بِهِ. Because of the evil of that where he has been informed. Then he would think, أَيُمْسِكُهُ عَلَى هُونٍ أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُّرَابِ. Shall he keep her with dishonor, or bury her in the earth? Certainly evil is their decision. And the third alternative is to keep her and be proud of her. However, this is not possible with them. So they have either one of the two choices. Either they keep her with dishonor, or bury her in the earth. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, أَلَا سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. Certainly evil is their decision. And now back to the verse. Allah says, زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, wealth and the children are zina, for this are adornment. So man takes children as an adornment in this life. Think of yourself that you are hospitable and you have young 10 young boys receiving your guests, you'll find that this is from constitutes yani great happiness. This is from adornment. Also think of yourself like you are riding a horse, and how many people, from young people around you, from your right, from your left, and from before and behind you, in front of you or behind you. Again, you consider that from the adornment. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse is reminding us that there is something else better than all of this. That's why he said, وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ أَمَلًا. If we can have the same verse inshallah. Naam. That's it. Then Allah says, but the good righteous deeds that last. Okay. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. They last, other than this adornment of this life, the good righteous deeds that last are better with your Lord for rewards and better in respect of hope. What are the righteous deeds? They constitute sayings and actions. And from this is the utterance of the dhikr, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the tongue. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah, no strength nor power except in Allah. And from that is giving charity, fasting, obligatory prayers, obedience, enjoining what is right, forbidding what is wrong, and as such, these are al-baqiyat al-salihat. These are the good remaining righteous deeds. These are خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا. These are better with your Lord for reward. وَخَيْرٌ أَمَلًا, as well as in hope, with respect to hope. This is the best to hope for. And why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considered them as baqiyat, remaining, that will last. However, this life is faniyah, mazaila, it will go away. Then in the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا. And remember the day we shall cause the mountains to pass away like a clouds of dust, and you will see the earth as a leveled plain, and we shall gather them all together so as to leave not one of them behind. In his saying وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ, and remember the day, meaning remind them concerning this day, remind people about this matter and this magnificent scene. يَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ, when we cause the mountains to pass away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another verse in Surah An-Naba, which is chapter 87 verse 20, وَسُيِّرَتِ الْجِبَالُ فَكَانَتْ سَرَابًا, and the mountains will be made to pass away, shall be moved away from their places, and they will be as if they were a mirage, as if they were a mirage. And in Surah Al-Qari'ah verse 5, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also states regarding the mountains, وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْعِهْنِ الْمَنْفُوشِ, and the mountains shall be like carded wool. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also describes that in Surah Al-Muzzammil verse 14, يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الْأَرْضُ وَالْجِبَالُ وَكَانَتِ الْجِبَالُ كَثِيبًا مَهِيلًا, on the day when the earth and the mountains will be in violent shake, and the mountains will be a heap of sand poured out. then it will be scattered in the air. This is the meaning of tusayyar, it will pass away. And also from the other verses that are indicative of this meaning is the saying of Allah in Surah An-Naml 27:88, وَتَرَى الْجِبَالَ تَحْسَبُهَا جَامِدَةً وَهِيَ تَمُرُّ مَرَّ السَّحَابِ صُنَعَ اللَّهِ الَّذِي أَتْقَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. And you will see the mountains and think them solid. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. And think them solid, but they shall pass away as the passing away of clouds. The work of Allah, Sun'a Allah, the work of Allah, الَّذِي أَتْقَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, the one who perfected all things, verily he is well acquainted with that you do. Some people took this verse 88 as evidence for the revolution of the earth, in the sense that they took from this verse that you look at the mountains and you think that it is fixed while it is moving. To use this verse as evidence for that is wrong, is a mistake. And this is saying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without knowledge. Why? Because the context of the verse disapproves this and won't allow it. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as in another verses from Surah An-Naml 27:87-89, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ فَفَزِعَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ وَكُلٌّ أَتَوْهُ دَاخِرِينَ وَتَرَى الْجِبَالَ تَحْسَبُهَا جَامِدَةً وَهِيَ تَمُرُّ مَرَّ السَّحَابِ صنع الله الذي أتقن كل شيء إنه خبير بما تفعلون من جاء بالحسنة فله خير منها. Okay, and you will see the mountains and think them solid, but they shall pass away as the passing away of the clouds. The work of Allah who perfected all things, verily He is well acquainted with what you do. Then listen what He said: whoever brings a good deed, meaning belief in Tawheed and do righteous deeds, will have better than its worth, and they will be safe from the terror on that day, on that day. So this ayah is clear that this is as to what occurs on the day of resurrection. And the claim of this person that on the day of resurrection matters will be according to their reality, while here Allah says and think them, therefore there is no thinking in the hereafter, such a claim is error, is wrong. In addition, why? Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had affirmed this, then we must believe in it and we shouldn't alter it by our own intellect. In addition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Al-Hajj chapter 22:1-2, يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى. O mankind, fear your Lord and be dutiful to Him. إن زلزلة الساعة, verily the earthquake of the hour of judgment is a terrible thing. The day you shall see it, every nursing mother will forget her nursing and every pregnant one will drop her load, and you shall see mankind as in a drunken state, as in a drunken state, yet they will not be drunken, but severe will be the torment of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it clear that people will be seen as if they are drunk and they are not drunk. Anyway, the incumbent upon us is that we let the verses, keep the verses on their obvious meaning, and we know the context, because the context changes the meaning. So many statements in certain contexts have certain meanings, and had they been mentioned in other contexts, they would have a different meaning. But in that particular context, it will have that befitting meaning. Then in his saying, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the same verse 47, وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً. Concerning the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً, and you will see the earth as a leveled plain, you will see it clear. لأنها تكون, on that day it will be قَاعًا صَفْصَفًا, as Allah mentioned about it in Surah Taha 106, فَيَذَرُهَا قَاعًا صَفْصَفًا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He shall leave them as a level, smooth plain. Now it is not level plain. Why? Because it is spherical, and most of it is not leveled. And that which is leveled to us is hindered by the mountains. However, on the day of resurrection, there will be no mountains and no spherical earth. The earth will be stretched out, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made clear in Surah Al-Inshiqaq, which is chapter 84 verses 1 to 3. إِذَا السَّمَاءُ شَقَّتْ وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ وَإِذَا الْأَرْضُ مُدَّتْ, when the heavens is split asunder, the heaven meaning the sky, when the heaven is split asunder and listens to and obeys its Lord, and it must do so, and when the earth is stretched forth. And then Allah states in the same verse 47, وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ, and we will gather them, meaning mankind. Not only that, even the wild beasts will be gathered, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to this in Surah At-Takwir 81 verse 5, concerning the beasts, وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ, when the wild beasts are gathered together. So all types of animals will be gathered, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear also in Surah Al-An'am chapter 6 verse 38, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا طَائِرٍ يَطِيرُ بِجَنَاحِيهِ إِلَّا أُمَمٌ أَمْثَالُكُمْ مَا فَرَّطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ ثُمَّ إِلَى رَبِّهِمْ يُحْشَرُونَ. There is not a moving living creature on earth, nor a bird that flies with its two wings, but our communities like you. We have neglected nothing in the book, then unto their Lord Allah they all shall be gathered. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا, the same verse 47, فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا, we didn't leave anyone. All mankind will be gathered. None is left behind. Whether he dies on land or in the sea or in any place, on the day of resurrection he will be gathered and resurrected. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next verse, verse 48, states, وَعَرِضُوا عَلَى رَبِّكَ صَفًّا لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَنْ لَنْ نَجْعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا. عَرِضُوا meaning mankind, عَلَى رَبِّكَ meaning before your Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, صَفًّا meaning in lines, in rows, and after the believer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with him alone, making him attest to his sins and telling him, you have done such and such, and you have done such and such. So he will confess to that. in the most generous Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him, إني قد سترتها عليك في الدنيا وأنا أغفرها لك اليوم. I have shielded these sins from you in this life, for you in this life. وأنا أغفرها لك اليوم, and today I will forgive them for you. So Allah will forgive him on the day of resurrection, and he will not be punished for that. And in this life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shield them. How many of the sins we have committed in secrecy? Many. Whether they were by our limbs, the apparent actions, or by our actions of the heart. Ill opinion is present, is existing. Envy is existing. Intending harm to the Muslim is existing. Yet all of that is shielded. And many of the actions of the limbs, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shields. We hope, inshallah, that the one who shielded this in this life will forgive us those in the hereafter. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to them, لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةً. Now indeed you have come to us as we created you the first time. This statement is emphasized by three grammatical emphases. The lam in his saying لَقَدْ لَقَدْ the lam, the article لَ, and the term قَدْ, and القسم, which is وَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَ, by Allah you have come to us as we created you the first time. لَيْسَ مَعَكُمْ, you don't have neither wealth nor clothes, and you know nothing. Even that which they had lost, it will be returned to them, as in the authentic hadith that they will be gathered on the day of resurrection, حُفَات عُرَات غُرْلَة, barefooted, naked, and uncircumcised. So they will be set before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in lines as rows. And it will be told, it will be said to them, Allah will say to them, لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةً. Now indeed you have come to us as we created you in the first time. بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ, nay, but you thought that we had appointed no meeting for you. This is scolding them. لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا, you have no way to turn away or run away. No wealth, nothing, no family. So they be scolded for their denial of the resurrection. بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ, you claimed, meaning in this life, أَلَّنْ نَجْعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا, that we had appointed no meeting for you, and now it has become apparent to you that this is falsehood. Your claim is false. On this, inshallah, we stop at verse 49. Wallahu ta'ala a'la wa a'lam, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.